Dear Chicago. Drove to Chicago.
Ain't in camp to give Chicago a Super Bowl champ. And
Fullerton is next. Doors open on the left at Fullerton.
How about Chicago? I could be there.
Hello, chimpies. Hello, orangutangies.
So
the summer sausage. So that summer sausage that we had given Ricky in the last show, he was
auto-flashing myself.
And we got a picture of it.
That's not going to be album art.
Yes! That could be the. Oh, we're talking about now, but we introduced the sausage the last one.
Yeah. Right, that's okay. They won't know.
It's going. At least it'll be on Twitter.
Oh,
it'll be on.
Did you just tweet it?
On the Tumblr.
No,
on the Tumblr.
The Tumblr.
Oh my God, you're gonna have to keep that whole intro in of us laughing the whole time.
That's going to be like reblogged on Tumblr as like
so many times.
Hot bear of the week eating sausage. There's probably a Tumblr page.
Of hot bears eating sausage.
Yeah, well, because I do follow...
Hot bears eating cupcakes.
I know, it's, yeah, guys with beards eating cupcakes.
Oh, my God.
And all the pictures are just people with beards eating cupcakes. I've submitted my picture.
That's so weird.
Eating a cupcake.
You would. Oh, welcome to Foul Monkeys. This is Ricky.
This is Dave Savoy.
And this is Bill.
It is still September 8th, not 11th, 2011.
Thursday.
Thursday.
Episode 384.
Y'all, we're coming up to show 400.
What are we gonna do? That's like almost 500.
Wouldn't that be awesome? If
that's
it was
almost like 1,000.
Oh my God, that's like half away from 1,000.
Well,
it's close.
This is the last show before Pride 4.
I know.
The next one
is this gonna come out on Thursday or Wednesday? You think?
No.
It should probably come out Wednesday night.
Yeah, that would give people
so they'll have it Thursday morning.
More time to let us know what you want to hear live.
Yeah.
Speaking of, should I just bring my laptop? You can bring your iPad and whatnot, and that way it's like room saving. Or how do you want to do that?
Well, I already paid for bags, so I'm gonna bring my laptop, even if I don't use it, because I have my laptop bag.
Well, I do too.
I mean, if I was just gonna bring my iPad, I could have just stuck it in your bag. You know what I'm saying? It's already paid for. Because I don't. Oh, Words
okay.
with Friends.
Who's playing right now? Rude.
Not me.
I hate Words with Friends.
That would be me.
I took it off my phone.
You know what I hate? I hate hanging with friends. Specifically playing with Walt. Walt, I hate playing with you. You and your damn freaking words. Hate it.
You know he's next to a computer cheating, right?
Oh, yeah. Totally is. Fucking cheater.
Oh gosh! Cheater. When we're in Vegas, I wish that we had time to see Barry Manilow.
You wish?
Oh no! I just told.
By the way, that's never mind.
Huh?
I thought that's why we were laughing earlier, but then I realized
no.
That we were.
I was laughing because I was sucking my sausage off.
I love Barry Manilow,
and it was protected. It was covered. Barry Manilow is a big old homo, and his music is big old homo. And I think it's ridiculous that you like him.
And I'm a big old homo?
Yeah, but Barry Manilow, really? You wouldn't rather sing like, I'm the greatest singer in the world.
She's Celine Dion. She's not there. Or I would.
No, she's still there.
No, she's
not why we're there.
A break.
Oh, she's on a break.
And last time I was there, I saw Bette Midler.
I can't believe she's taking a break during Gay Pride. Do you know how many faggots would be up in there watching her?
They've probably all seen her.
Oh,
that is true.
Guys, have you ever seen that Oprah episode where this guy's partner like emails Oprah or whatever, and he's like, my boyfriend is the biggest fan of Cher, and blah, 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 blah. And so Oprah does her Oprah thing, and she gets him to go see Cher Alice. Anyway, so they take a camera, and the boyfriend who emailed Oprah was outside their apartment door, and he goes, okay, we're going to go in, and we're going to surprise my boyfriend because Oprah is going to fly us in to see Cher and such and such, blah, blah. So they open the door, and he's like, hey, honey. And he walks around the corner. He's just in his underwear. He's like, hey, And he like runs around the corner and he puts on the gayest little silk robe ever.
Oh my god.
And then he finds out he's going to see Cher and he does his long and then they go see Cher. But then during the concert, Cher goes, and I got a friend here, da da da, in the audience.
Oh,
and his
my
name
god.
Is blah blah blah. And he goes,
did he get to go up on stage?
And he went up on stage, or no, yeah. I think he went up on stage. Anyway. And so then afterwards, she's like, okay, you got to make sure you come out and see me afterwards, blah, blah. And he's like, and then he gets to go back there and meet her backstage and everything. And he's still doing the whole time. And then it goes back to, there was a whole clip that they were watching. And then they're in the audience, the boyfriend and the guy. And then, the boyfriend during that whole clip scene went up on stage with Oprah and stuff, and they were talking. And then Oprah's like, "I still got one more surprise for you." And she brings out one of the costumes that Cher wears, and she signed it. And he still does the on stage. It was it was so funny to watch.
Will you please do that when you meet Big Fatty?
Yes.
Big Fatty.
Because you got to see the face that goes along with the sound, too.
It's a whole package, dude.
Well, you know, when Nicole first met Big Fatty, she was like, oh, my God, I feel like I've met Elvis Presley.
Fat or skinny Elvis?
Fat, of course. He is the fat one.
That's true.
I'm the fat one.
That's true. So speaking about gayness, we both have I have an article about gay stuff, and you have a story about gay stuff.
Yes. Well, is mine really gay?
No, your work thing.
Oh, yeah. Would you like to go first?
Yeah, sure. Because also, you didn't know that Cheyenne Jackson is actually a big old homo.
No, I did not know.
Yes, and huge homo. He's cute, and the rumor is on Broadway that he has a huge cock.
I wonder if there's pictures.
I don't think there's pictures. But you can find videos and things of him being interviewed in his jock and stuff.
Really?
Yeah, there's some fun interviews. Because, you know, those homos on Broadway have to have fun, too, when they do that show so many fucking times. But, yeah, Cheyenne Jackson actually married his partner of 11 years. And as he says...
Is that his partner right there?
I don't know. I don't know what he looks like, to be honest. I don't know what Monty Lapka looks like. But I really enjoyed this part where he said... It's official. After 11 years together, Zora's no longer a bastard. And that's their dog.
Gross. I think that's him and his boyfriend.
Yes, Zora would be a bastard.
I did not know.
Yes, I would know because I'm a bastard.
Yes, you
aww.
Are.
How much do we love a bastard?
You better love me a lot.
But I have to admit, I honestly like hearing when celebrities and pseudo-celebrities of whatever genre announce their gay marriages.
Right.
I like it.
Oh,
he's yeah.
That's not him.
No, it's not.
Oh, here he is in a hot daddy.
But he's done Broadway Bears and
Broadway Bears.
Like Bear at all.
Bear.
Not Bears and Wolf.
I was like, he likes big boys?
No.
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 Well, that's a shame.
What a waste.
Yeah. What does that have to do with him?
I don't know. Or like that one. There's like the safe search is off, and when you search
guys,
Cheyenne Jackson naked, there's like pictures of pussies assholes everywhere. And pussies.
What's that?
And Lady Gaga. And him at the dentist. And some of these people aren't even him. What the hell?
Batch. So what's your gay story? I think that might have been from the Instinct magazine.
It's out from Out magazine.
Oh, Out. Yep. I remember that one.
Oh my god.
You're ridiculous. Tell your story.
Oh, basically, he's going to masturbate in a second.
Ow, what was that?
Was that your
penis?
It was his summer sausage.
Right.
Why are you whacking me with your sausage?
Oh, so, all right, you guys, I don't talk about my work a lot on here because I kind of decided that I was going to keep that to myself. But I'm not going to say the company that I work for, but I do work for a nonprofit organization that... is of the religious nature. And you know, Illinois. To some people, what, a couple months ago, acknowledge that same-sex couples can civil unionize each other, right?
Mm-hmm.
So I was very shocked to find out the other day we got an email with our newsletter stating that our nonprofit religious organization is actually allowing civil union partners.
Nice.
It's kind of sucky because you have to kind of pay taxes on the amount that it's worth for you, but I guess it's a start, right?
Yeah.
I mean, I'm shocked that it's a religious organization. Yep. It's probably one of the only ones that hasn't done that.
Yep. And just so, have you ever had insurance with a partner?
At Verizon we had it, but I never had a partner because no one. Yep. Fucking
well, just
loves
so you
me.
Know, when you get one,
what the hell?
What you have to do, just so you're prepared.
Uh-huh.
Generally, you're gonna have to show that you're financially dependent upon someone for a year. So you'll need like a couple different. Sources of verification, something. So like a lease,
uh-huh.
a shared account, a bill.
Ooh, I don't share accounts.
You don't have to, but like shared account as in like the gas bill. It doesn't have to.
It has both of our names on it.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Or insurance, like car insurance.
That works too.
Okay.
At least,
we never have to worry about
works.
That because, you know, I'm single and
you're
going to
die, old lady with cats.
Apparently, in order to be invited to dinners anymore, you have to be in a relationship.
First of all, when I then
JD
said...
JD wasn't in a relationship.
Because he's special, and you didn't ask me to go either.
Baloney.
Oh, my God.
You did not ask me.
First of all, I said, hey, would you like to come over tomorrow, Friday night, for dinner, Ricky? Oh, no, I can't. I got 3 dates set up.
Not for Friday.
For the weekend, then. Still, you may not get married, but your pussy ain't going dry. You are not lacking for ass.
Your kitty.
Your kitty is getting licked, scratched, pounded. As Keith says.
Your litter box is getting cleaned out.
Ew. You know what? See this? Too far.
Over. It's only too far because you've been in that situation.
Well, you know, 2 of 3 of those will probably cancel, so... If I'm calling you tomorrow and I'm like,
it's too late.
I need.
We've already made plans.
Oh,
we already have
love,
plans.
I love this. When you texted me about uh-huh. doing dinner at Caesar's,
uh-huh.
you were like, oh, you texted me. And then because we were at the Museum of Science and Industry uh-huh. in like the depths of the no cell phone reception, right. I responded back. And you're like, oh, I already texted Keith and we're going. I was like,
yeah, and they were closed. Just like Cheesy's was closed. So, because I had Groupons to both of those places, which I still do.
I know, I loved your pissy text or status updates about that. But for real, where we ate on Sunday when I came back from the uh-huh. wedding with our neighbors, they were closed on Monday. And she said, literally, for whatever reason, Labor Day is the only day of the year that this bar is closed.
They're open on Christmas?
They do not close for any other holiday if it's a normal business day for them.
Wow. I was pissed because every time we walked past a restaurant, it was fucking closed.
But first of all, a lot of restaurants are also closed on Monday anyway. Maybe not Caesar's because it's awfully
touristy. Busy as fuck.
And with their mesquite grilled meat. I will say I'm not...
Is it good?
I'm honestly not the biggest... Oh, wait, no, that's Uncle Julio's. Excuse me.
Yeah.
I've never been to Caesar's.
Well, I have a Groupon, not for the one on Belmont, but for the one on Broadway. Because, God forbid, you go to the one on Belmont. They're like, we don't take this one. The same fucking owners own both places. It's so stupid. Anyway, we had falafels.
I love falafels.
Which was good, and I took half of it to work the next day and ate it. Where were we going with this conversation?
Well, we just got to finish our gay stuff so we could get in both your story and my mm-hmm. article.
We have some articles to read.
Maybe we do that.
We kind of do. Should I read mine first?
Sure, because yours is fun. And you're a saucy booze hound anyway.
I am a saucy booze hound. Oh, we're talking about dates. 2 or 3 of those are going to date or probably cancel because you know how people are here.
Are you just picking the wrong one?
So tomorrow, even though you have plans and I'm calling you and I'm like, I'm on the edge of my roof about to jump off. And then that's when you guys say, sorry, we're busy.
I gave you a sausage to comfort you.
Eat the sausage, Ricky. Eat the sausage.
Obviously, we're earlier.
We're staying home.
Oh, you are?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
We have no plans.
Well, if I show up to your doorstep with, you know, the gun to my head, then, you know, mm-hmm. you know what to do. It's okay. Just go ahead and call the people to clean up.
I'll have the crash all waiting.
Which you know what? We'll talk about this now. Y'all, I had a soapbox speech on
you did.
On Facebook and on Google Plus. It was long and huge.
You're running for office.
And open that mouth.
Long and huge. So just all right, the past few weeks I've kind of felt like I was kind of not worthless. Not like suicidal, like I want to kill myself because I'm worthless, but kind of like I'm just here and not doing anything. So, and I've been thinking about it for weeks and weeks and weeks. Well, this Sunday, I'd had it. Because I've been seeing this everywhere in the city, and it fucking, like, irritates the shit out of me. So this guy was getting on the bus, and I went ahead and put my card up, and it passes, and he puts his card in, and he still had, like, 50 cent remaining that he needed to pay. So he asked the bus driver, how much more do I need to pay? Because the thing was broken. It wasn't, you know, it doesn't light up. It was something's wrong with it. And she was like, excuse me. And he was like, how much do I need to pay? And she's like, excuse me, I can't understand you. You have an accent, you know, but she said El Ghetto because of course she's ghetto.
She is a ghetto accent.
And then because she was yelling, for some reason, people think that when people have accents that you have to get louder and talk slower.
Are you retarded?
Right. So then the guy is so nervous, and he's probably embarrassed that he's asking her in Spanish, how much do I owe? And she just continued to talk to him that way and treated him like shit. So I just went up and paid for his, you know, his toll or his fare. And, you know, he said thank you, and I said you're welcome. I said it back to him in Spanish. Well, just makes it easier. And it was just nice, you know.
Mm-hmm.
But y'all, I am tired of people that have foreign or that have accents being told they need to go back to their country. They need to learn English before they come to this country. First of all, you ghetto bitch on the bus. What time it was is not a proper sentence. So Ebonics is not the official language or the English language, even part of it. So before you tell somebody else...
Really quickly, you know there's not an official language of the United States, correct?
Well, English is the predominant language. That's what I should say. And then Spanish is right under that, which is going to probably overtake English. So, but actually, I skipped this part. After I paid for his fare, I told her, I said, you should not talk to people like that. It's extremely rude. And she just looked at me, and then when I walked away, she's like, foreigners, or, you know, something like that. And I was like, oh. So I wanted to get her tag number because they're supposed to be wearing their tags on their sleeves, but she didn't have hers on, of course.
You should have gotten the bus number and her route.
I could have. But I know that there's an issue going on in this country with illegal immigrants, but there is a reason these people are here, because they have better opportunities here. And if it wasn't so hard for them to come into the country, they wouldn't have to do it illegally. And once they're here, they're working hard. They're making their money. They're spending their money. They may not pay income taxes, but they are paying taxes on food, clothing, goods and service, like the rest of us. So, and they're not receiving, in most cases, they're not receiving any type of welfare from this country. They have no health insurance. They have nothing. And so, and the reason it's a little bit more personal for me is because I met somebody that came here on vacation but never went home. And when I was talking to him, he works for a restaurant that pays him extremely low under the table. And I think it's sad. And he's going to class to learn English. He goes to like this group of people that are trying to, you know, that are learning English. He speaks English fine, actually. He has no issue. But he's working hard and he wants to become a citizen. I don't see what's wrong with that. So now he has to sit and worry about all the time that he's going to get deported.
I think at least it's nice that, you know, Obama did say they're going to make some changes in that way, mm-hmm. about, you know, the non-felon illegal immigrants.
Right.
You know, being able to.
Well, in the red eye today, Chicago or Illinois is, if they have a non-felony indictment or whatever, and they're illegal immigrants in jail, they're going to let them go without reporting them to be deported. even though the federal government has asked them to do it. And they're just going to let them go. Which I think, I mean, first of all, if they're in jail, they're taking money from the system, but how many people go to jail on purpose to use the system? You know what I'm saying?
Right.
So, and I'm sure if you release them, they're going to go out and work.
People are stupid.
And so I'm so irritated by people thinking, you know, learn the language before you come to this country. Do this, do that. Well, none of our families were from this country. All of our families were immigrants at one point, and we did not, most people probably didn't speak English. And if they did speak English, it was the weird English.
You mean,
hello?
You mean the Queen's
English? Hello! Hello,
what about those Native Americans?
Hello, orangutangus.
So speaking about crazy bus drivers,
that's my story, but I had a big soapbox. If you want to read it, go on Facebook and read it, or Google Plus.
It was a good read.
Did you post that? So that they, because this is going to be out for a while.
You guys talk and I'll look up the date.
Sunday
It was this past Sunday.
The third.
No, the third was fourth. Saturday.
The fourth. So it was on Sunday, September 4th.
Yeah. So when we went to dinner on Labor Day, or Sunday, with our neighbor, who's some guy that James has been riding the bus with.
And when you say riding the bus, you mean?
His conk.
Yeah.
Hey, if it gets me a free ride to work.
It was Monday, September 5th, I wrote it.
Fourth.
At 4:03 p.m.
Monday, September 5th.
Oh, I thought you said Sunday. Just then.
Oh, my God.
Go ahead.
Oh, he's giving the glaring eyes.
He's giving Ricky Burton eyes. Bitch eyes.
He is detasseling your head like mad Nebraskans do. Hey, I said Nebraska for you.
Oh, because we haven't said it in like the past five shows. Oh, he's angies. Aww. He's angies right now.
He'll get over it.
He always does.
Not until
temper tantrums
tomorrow morning.
Temper tantrums. You know how them churin be.
My mouth is shut.
But you're smiling.
No, it's like I'm uncomfortable. I'm not digging a hole. Anyway, we're at when we were telling CTA stories, and he said that he was on the bus one day, and I forget the whole story of like why the bus driver was in a verbal altercation.
I want to know why that
with,
is.
We can find out a lot.
Mm-hmm.
Can ask him. Or James can ask him again.
I think you said his name too when you said he's been riding on the bus with him.
I don't think I said. I think it's James.
Oh, okay.
But they were yelling at each other for some reason. Like when they got on the bus, and then while they were on the bus, they were screaming at each other, screaming, mm-hmm. screaming. They're getting ready to merge into a really large road mm-hmm. in Chicago. In the middle of the lane, she stops the bus, leaves the keys in, and gets off the bus.
Oh, no. Hell no. I am done with this job.
I'm pretty sure he said that she said something like that. And then mm-hmm. they are all, you know, I think they wait like a good 10 minutes, 15 minutes, like, what the hell's going on? People started calling CTA, being like, we're stranded on the bus. And then finally they said they kind of all got together and...
just got off the bus.
Got off the bus and tried to go in a line so that they wouldn't die in traffic. Right. But yeah, totally just left the keys in the bus.
That is crazy.
And at first when you tell the story, I thought he was going to go towards it. Someone decided that they were going to pull the bus over.
Oh my God, that would have been amazing.
Because that would have been amazing. Like,
what is this? Crackhead.
Speed.
Right. Won't let anybody off the bus.
Yeah. No, or someone just gets
on. And you can't pay with your ticket. You need cash because it's a crackhead and they need cash.
It would be funny if some random, you know, old woman's like, I used to drive a school bus. A city bus can't be any different. At least to pull it over.
That would be awesome.
And it ends up on the sidewalk.
I would feel so uncomfortable if that happened.
Didn't he say that it was also one of those accordion buses too?
Oh my God. I don't
remember.
I think he said it was accordion
bus. He wasn't listening.
Because it was rush hour downtown.
Oh, it was down. Oh.
They were getting ready to merge onto Michigan Avenue.
No, they were merging from Michigan Avenue to Lakeshore Drive.
Lakeshore, yeah. Michigan Avenue to Lakeshore.
So they're right past Water Tower.
Oh, yeah. My God.
Yeah.
That would be so uncomfortable.
That was the best story ever.
That is probably the best
story. Speaking of that, the other stories, that lady, so when we had dinner with JD from San Diego,
Yesterday?
Yesterday.
When we didn't invite anybody? JD, how come I wasn't? You got our text message number. Why can't you text message somebody? I'm just saying.
Anyway. We got off the bus. Mm-hmm. And there's this girl. I didn't hear it. James did, though. And she was kind of pissy that people were in our way. This little old Mexican woman was hilarious.
She was a writer?
Yes.
Or the bus driver?
Writer.
Oh, okay.
And James was talking to her, but she just ended up being like, well, you just should know when you ride public transportation, you never know what's going to happen. And then we just...
Pretty much what happened was she was getting off the bus, but she's older. Uh-huh. And so she was having some difficulty, and she was shorter. She was having difficulty stepping down from the bus and trying to get away. And the lady that was behind her was in a rush, and she started to try to get around her, but it just wasn't happening. And then I walked, and she like went, almost hit me, and she's like... Aah! And I look at the old lady, and she looks at me. She's just like... And then she just said exactly what
And then we just said. And then we just started talking to her across the street, and she's like, I love Chicago, blah, blah, blah. I'm like, yeah, I was going to talk about CTA stories. Oh, are you not from here? I'm like, oh, no, we are, but he's not. And she's like, I love Chicago.
She's awesome.
She goes, I've lived here longer than I've lived in my own country, and this is home.
We started walking into dinner, and she goes, and I'm not invited?
So we invited her, but then she's like,
she's
oh, no, I
got groceries in her hand.
Oh.
And I think if she didn't have groceries... Cool.
Was she older? Like,
she was grandma.
She's probably at least 40 to 60.
40?
I'm sorry, 50 to 60.
No, she was...
Oh, it's like, I'm 34.
No, I think she was in her late 50s to mid 60s. Okay. Yeah.
So she was like a cool grandma?
Yeah, because she was definitely older than my mother, mm-hmm. but not as old as my grandmother. Which my grandma was like 83.
Mm-hmm.
But that's yeah, cool. She was fun. And I really think if she didn't have groceries in her hand, she very well may have had a beer with us.
That's pretty cool. That'd be fun. And you say, Grandma, do you listen to a podcast called Foul Monkeys? What's a podcast? Do you have to have an iPhone?
Oh, my mother wants to know how to listen. I'm like, oh dear.
No. I wouldn't suggest it. I don't think you've said anything bad, though, right?
No. My mom and I are... I'm a mama's boy. We're BFFs.
Mm. Well, then you just let her know then.
No, I say, well, Mom, you're going to get TMI.
She's going to learn the trucker story. Does she know about the truckers?
No, we don't talk about stuff like that. She doesn't want to know.
Well, she'll find out.
She is all cool with me being gay, but she still gets a little weirded out by me kissing anyone in public, female or male, or knowing that that stuff happens.
Because you're her son.
Yeah.
And she never wants you to grow up.
Yeah. I don't think that she has ever dealt with the knowledge that...
You have sex.
My penis has been in an asshole. Or a penis has been in my asshole. I don't think that she can really comprehend that these part. Things. Yes.
Well, Bill's mom, if you're listening, it's time to comprehend. Because it has happened. It's happened between us three.
Oh, dear Lord.
If you have any questions, you just ask people on Twitter because they know all about it, apparently.
Ugh, and speaking of that, I cannot believe... Cannot believe that you tried to call a little special someone by my name.
What? Oh, just a little bit ago?
Yes.
Whoopsies. Well, I was really messed up. I gave my work number on the last show. Apparently, I'm not in the right frame of mind. And Bill, James isn't talking. I don't like it. So we're supposed to be talking about our
I think you've hurt his feelings.
It was a joke, pussy. Get over it.
My feelings aren't hurt.
Well, what's the deal?
Did that sound weird?
It sounded really, like, intense and close.
Right.
Because you're like, oh, you're kind of like, Delilah, this song goes out to all those love parents.
Those ones that beat their girlfriends and then want them back. Was that when we were at AT&T?
Yes.
We were at AT&T switching phone plans and stuff, and this Delilah thing came on, and he's like, yeah, I did some bad stuff to my girlfriend, and she kind of left me and went on, but I really love her and I want her back, and just kind of hoping if you'd play a song for her.
Was it your brother?
No.
Your black brother?
No.
Oh, okay.
No, that's my brother.
Oh, brother. Okay.
You
sorry.
Mean Joe and Dallas?
Joe. Why'd you call him Delilah? You know us black folk don't listen to that.
That white people music.
So what about your article?
I was going to... No, I'm not going to go there.
No. There's been enough racism for the last two shows.
I wasn't even referring to that. I was referring to...
Oh.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
That subject is a whole new thing. Or it could be a whole show.
Did you miss it earlier?
Yeah, he missed it. We'll have to tell him later.
It's like Voldemort, but calling Voldemort by my actual given name when looking at me and telling the story about Voldemort.
Do you want to pause it?
No, I won't.
Okay.
I was like, I get gas. Like,
when I was talking about playing the intros.
No. I didn't. Okay. Think it,
yeah. So, y'all, there was an article in the Red Eye today. It's called Five Important Rules for Drinking at Age 25.
Pay attention, James Warren.
Rude.
Hey, no, wait, you're the one that's actually 25-ish. So these rules are for you.
Mm-hmm.
So this past weekend...
Huh? Nothing.
Okay. The article says, this past weekend marked a big step for my close group of friends. We're turning 25. Not all at the same time, slowly, but it started, and I'm next. We've landed somewhere between trays of 25-cent draws at Sticky College Hangouts and $25 bottles of wine on our scotch-guarded couches. The rules have shifted slightly, whether I want them to or not, and I thought of being too old is starting to have some heft behind it, some. Closer to 21 than 30, most things stay the same. The mornings after just start to slowly ache a little more. It's true.
Mm.
To make the transition easier, I've been putting together some ground rules. 1. We're too old for mixed shots. Not a shot to start the night or end it, but we're too old for shots. The ones members of LMFAO, which is that band, right?
That's LMNOP.
LMNOP, that's what I call them.
It's...
Yeah, LMFAO.
I'm in Miami, bitch. That group?
No, well, I don't know if they sing that song, but it's party rock anthem.
Uh-huh.
Every day I'm shuffling.
Yeah, it's boop, 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 boop. I haven't heard that song, but this is the...
How?
Really?
Have you...
That shit is so good. We're
going to
play that.
I don't listen to the radio.
We'll play that after we're done.
The one members of LMFAO fist pound about, multiple rounds of anything that isn't straight liquor is for sorority bonding. Notable exception, jello shots. I mean, come on. 2, we're too old for beer pong.
No, I would disagree with
Ditto
that.
Ditto to any other drinking game that you were taught sophomore year. Not only are you going to end the night early with your face in the bushes, you're going to do it after a 21-year-old kicks your butt. You're out of practice. Notable exception, football season. 3, we're too old for 5 a.m.
Uh-huh.
Because we have jobs now, not classes, where we can borrow someone's notes, when your night is still raging on at 5 a.m., it's going to take a hell of a lot of extra sleep to make Monday manageable. Just don't do it. When the clock says 3, wrap it up, or at least pick up your glass of water. Notable exception, the one time the DJ was so good. 4, we're too old for 3-night weekends. Correct. Is there any worse feeling than looking at your bank account Monday morning after a busy weekend? Between drinks, cabs, cover, and late-night food, just one night out is enough to do some serious budget damage. Don't make it worse by raging every night. Notable exception, the entire summer. Don't waste it. 5, we're too old for the words amaretto sour.
Oh my god.
Any probably Red Bull vodka and definitely sex on the beach. Notable exception, none.
Is this author male or female?
It's a female.
Oh.
Yeah. We're too old for the words amaretto sour. I liked it. I thought it was funny. I laughed.
That is funny.
So what else we gotta talk about?
I don't know, at 34.
Don't you have an article about smoking or something? You're deciding
smoking. No. Smoking's bad. That's what this article says. No, it just gives a lot of statistics. It's talking about how over the years since the mid-1960s that pretty much when they announced that cigarettes could cause lung cancer and other cancers and whatnot, that it's really decreased the amount of smokers that there are. But in the last 5 years, it actually slowed down a lot.
So that means people weren't smoking more in the last 5 years?
No, like, it's still decreasing, but it's the rate of decreasing slowed down.
So not as many people are quitting as before.
Correct.
Ooh, I wonder why.
Maybe because less people are starting.
Stress.
I hope that's it. Less people are starting.
Stress.
Because I'm sorry, if you're under the age of probably 40, right? You pretty much know that smoking is bad for you.
Yeah, but you know that the same argument can be used for like HIV AIDS too. It's really
that's
sad
very true.
When a 13-year-old, 15-year-old, an 18-year-old, you know.
Well, what's sad is there's more publicity on not smoking than contacting HIV. That when we were growing up, it was predominantly that's what they taught.
Yeah.
They put the fear of God in you.
Yes, they did. I don't think that I wanted to even have oral sex thinking that I was going to catch the HIV.
I didn't even want to be next to a person with a HIV.
Oh, please.
Not that serious. But now they don't teach it. Because most kids are like, oh, it's like diabetes. I'll live with it. You know, not that easy, honey child. Okay.
Okay.
Honey child. Okay.
So the next time you'll hear our pretty voices will be Pride 48.
Pride 48 live. You'll be hearing it live, orangutangies.
And there'll be no way to edit.
Oh, I didn't get to talk about this. My tweet about A-Bears.
Oh, that's
funny.
Oh,
that happened at crew?
Well, it wasn't so much because Mark and Keith were with me.
So, what was your comment? Because it cracked my shit up.
Let me see if I can bring it up on, because I want to say it verbatim.
So, while you're looking.
Uh-huh.
You were at crew.
Mm-hmm.
And what happened? Like, what was going on?
Well, there was a Cubs game.
Talk to sister.
There was a Cubs game. And, of course, you know, that draws, like, crazy fucking
douches.
People out.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And crew is a gay sports bar.
Douches?
Which, normally when I'm there, isn't too bad.
The dollar taco night or $2 taco night.
Yeah, we were at
days.
Dollar okay. tacos.
Dollars.
Which are really good. So, we were there, and the typical people that you see at Big Chicks or Jackhammer at night were there, and you know how they walk. They're just like, oh, my shit doesn't stink. Oh, look at me, and they're all hugging everybody, and, oh, bro, you know, shit like that.
Have we been to any parties with these people?
No, I don't believe so. So, one second, let me pull it up here. And the Twitter entry too.
I crack me up. Pull your summer sausage out.
It's older than this.
Open that mouth.
Oh, here it is. I'm sorry you think you're special because you think you are an A-bear. You're actually just a fat fuck. Get over your, well, hashtag get over yourself. Hashtag bear douche.
dear Lord Jesus.
And then the first person to say something, wah! Can't wait to hear about this. But, you know, they were just walking around.
That would have been me.
Yeah. But they were just walking around like their shit doesn't stink. And they do it all the time. And I was talking to Keith and Mark. And I was like, look at that asshole over there. And then that's when we started talking about A-bears. Because apparently it's a big thing like in California, like San Francisco, it's a huge thing.
Mm-hmm.
And
mm-hmm.
I think it's kind of here too, that there's kind of like an A-bear list. They may not call themselves A-bears, but it's like in Florida.
You remember that story that I would tell you when I first came and I was like friends with people from two different bear groups that were like feuding bear groups?
Right.
Oh, you're friends with them? We don't like blah, blah, blah. The other group. Oh, you're friends with them? Well, we don't like them.
It's so like kindergarten. But I tweeted that. I was like, and then people were like, love it. But I hate that. No, you are fat, just like everybody else up in this bitch. Your shit stinks like everybody else up in this shit. And you're not fucking special.
Yeah, but I think the
biggest... And I could not deal with a person. Like, if I ever was in a friendship and it came that person was going to be like that, I would instantly stop being their friend.
Oh, I'd have words if I was ever witnessed it. Because the Chicago bear douches are more problematic with some won't even talk to you or be your friend if you're not the type of person they date.
Mm-hmm.
So, like, if you're not bear enough, if you're too skinny, whatever, they may not even remember your name.
Mm-hmm.
And you've met them 6,000 times.
Right.
James has had that experience. I can name off some people who have had that experience. And I think that is just
stupid.
Poor chasers.
Oh, no, I wasn't laughing at any of my experiences. I was laughing at something that happened at Bear Pride this year.
Mm.
Well, when the when someone made some comment about how the chasers need to get a...
No, it was actually somebody...
Talking to me?
Yeah.
And what I actually said, well...
No, this person was like, oh, nice to meet you. I'm blah, 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 blah. And he's like, yes, I know, we've met a few times. And he's like...
Had you been drinking a little?
No, this is when we went to go register.
Oh, the person was registering at the table? Or
no, this was...
Oh, they were just in line?
They were there. Okay. They were okay. There.
Yeah.
Yes, I've met you a couple times.
I have no problem throwing that out there. I'm like, yes, I have met you a couple times. I'm like, really have it? I'm like, yes, I first met you at this night at this place, and then I met you again at this place and at this night, and then I met you again at this place and this night.
Mm-hmm. And what'd they do?
Oh.
Okay, bye.
Okay. I wasn't trying to be rude about it, but it was just like...
But it felt good.
A little bit.
Mm-hmm.
Just like when you get the tip.
Love just the tip. Drummer sticks.
Lord.
Or Black Knight.
Is Drummer Sticks going to come give you the
tip? I need to text message him because that bitch has not text messaged me and I need just the tip. It's not cheating if it's just the tip, right?
And it's a different state and a zip code.
Exactly. And he could be divorced that weekend.
And it's in Las Vegas. So.
And prostitution's
legal. Whatever happens in Vegas happens in Vegas. Am I going to get paid?
You can pay him. Do you want the straight boy's tip or not? Would you give him $5?
Yeah.
So bad.
I would probably give him 50, actually.
So I thought you would pay...
And he's like a drummer and he's hot.
Well, most of the straight guys are paid, gay for pay anyway.
I don't think he'd make me pay.
Whether or not you actually do the transaction, but.
He'd just throw it up and be like, dude, just buy me some beers. Okay.
I'd give you your money back.
Actually, we're going to. Wait, is that an insult for me, or are you saying that it should be done for free? I'm confused now.
I think because you can take this several different ways. Generally,
and which way did you mean it?
None of which I think would be good for you.
Since I would mute your microphone, but since that shit don't work no more. Y'all, actually, when we're in Vegas, you're probably going to hear the best recording of Foul Monkeys ever.
Because
the sound Nazi will be there himself.
And running aboard.
Right. For us. All we have to do is show up. Kind of like Diana Ross or Jennifer Lopez or Mariah Carey.
Or Celine Dion. Who is the sound Nazi?
Daniel Brewer. He will work shit out for you to get your shit right. But he's never helped me, so I don't know what the deal is with that.
Are you too skinny? Too fat? Not hair,
no.
Too not too faux gender?
No.
Too far away?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And maybe too stupid. Because he's like smart.
You're not stupid. You're Southern.
I'm Southern, y'all. I'm not stupid. I'm just from North Carolina. That's what Clay Aiken said one time. I'm not gay. I'm just from North Carolina. No, every time someone asks him a question on Google+, it's like he has the answer. And I'm like, Lauren and I seriously think that he works for Google and he helped invent Google+. Because he's like smart like that. And his audio is awesome all the time. I don't know how they do it. I mean, ours isn't bad. I just don't like the background noise. I wish I could get rid of the background noise.
Well, that's something that's not necessarily the soundboard issue.
We have the windows open and we're recording.
No, but I think there's some way on here you can mute how much it picks up in the background. I don't know how to do that.
Mm-hmm.
So, Daniel Brewer, when I get there, you're going to fucking give me a lesson.
Are you going to take your mixing board with you?
No.
You're going to take a picture of it?
I'm going to take a picture and then tell me
which wires are wrong.
Right.
And he'll be like, that's a hot mess.
Oh, girl, you need the professional up in her.
It's like, oh, you use that?
Right. How dare you? No wonder your show sounds like shit.
God, you're such a dinosaur.
All right, are we done?
Yeah.
Y'all, we need...
What?
We need ideas on what y'all want to hear for the Vegas show. So call us or email us and let us know what you want to hear on the show.
Yeah, don't call us. No, you'll have your computer with you, so you'll be able to get to it.
And
yeah.
We'll actually, we might have internet for it to work. I don't know.
But tweet. Tweet, email.
Yeah. And then, well, tweeting is kind of hard, though, because I have to keep up with that.
Direct message.
Again.
Email.
Email or call.
Okay.
Where can we call, Ricky?
Give us a call at my work at 8. Give us a call at 206-984-3685 or text message at 863-666.
Hey.
0377.
It reminds me of the Darren Chris thing. Lauren. Oh, did you just give our address?
Right.
You can also email us at jamesroyfm@gmail.com or foulmonkeys@gmail.com.
You can follow us on Twitter by following foulmonkeys or jamesleroyfm.
You can also check out our Facebook fan page or our Tumblr page at foulmonkeys.tumblr.com.
And pretty soon, y'all might be able to follow Bill.
Maybe. We'll see.
Is that it?
Hmm?
All right, y'all. Well, orangutangies.
Chimpies.
Hello, orangutangies.
Wait, who do we say that was from? We didn't say who that was from. Who can? What listener can we say that's from? We'll say JD or DJ. What's his name?
JD.
Oh, okay. It doesn't really matter since I wasn't there at dinner, so whatever.
Frown on brown.
No, do not frown on the brown. Unless you're looking in the toilet and you need to frown on the brown.
He actually said...
Frown the brown down.
He goes, yeah, it doesn't last long.
Yeah.
But it's still a good rule to remind yourself.
Mm-hmm. I could never. I couldn't do it. You saw me today look outside the window.
Yes.
And I basically ran over you to get to the window. Well, oh my God, he's hot.
Not only that, but I also... I know we're trying to wrap this up, but Ricky and I literally were wolf whistling, catcall whistling at him in the window while he was at the bus stop.
Mm-hmm. And he didn't hear me, so I was like, hey!
And then he turned around, but didn't look up.
Asshole. Learn your own language.
He wasn't Hispanic.
No, he was brown boy. Hispanic boy, wasn't he?
I think he was like African-American mix, like chocolate milk.
Mm-mm. He was too cute for that.
Chocolate rain.
They, I know. The mixed babies are the cutest.
They are.
And when they grow up, they have the blue eyes.
The mulattoes, which reminds me of cookies.
That's Milanos.
I know, but it still reminds me of the cookie, though. The word does.
Okay.
It's like an Oreo all mixed together. Y'all, we gotta go. We'll see you later.
This is James.
This is Bill.
And this is Ricky.
Bye.
Bye, chimpies.
Do the ape noise. Somebody do that ape noise.
Whoa, spikes.
Oh.
I backed up. You can cut that shit out.
I backed up.
On it. That's what she said. Listen to them after us.
Right, exactly, right?
Yeah.
Are you still recording?
Yes.
Goodbye.
I got are we recording now?
Maybe I want to.